Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. Today, we're going to hop right back into some of the headlines that we might have missed from overnight and see where things stand as of this morning. And to do that, once again, we'll be using The Independent. Headline, Idaho murders. Brian Koberger's attorney's ties to family of second student victim revealed. This article was authored by Rachel Sharp and Andrea Blanco. The attorney representing Brian Koberger has ties to the family of a second victim of the University of Idaho murders, it has been revealed. Public defender Ann Taylor previously represented the father and stepmother of Madison Mogan in now-closed criminal cases, according to court records seen by Inside Edition Digital. So we talked about this yesterday and how this is going to pose a bit of a problem for Ann Taylor, and for the proceedings. When you have legal experts and scholars all coming out and saying that even if there is not a conflict of interest, the appearance of one is enough for there to be an issue here, well, you know that there's an issue here. So it's going to be interesting to see how this is addressed by the court. And like we talked about yesterday, it's very possible that Brian Koberger signs a waiver stating that he understands that Ann Taylor worked with the families previously, and he's waiving any sort of grievance that might have come along with that. So that's a possibility to keep an eye on as well. The connection comes after it emerged that Ms. Taylor was representing Zanna Kernodle's mother, Kara Northington, on drug charges at the time of Mr. Koberger's arrest. Court documents filed on January 5th showed that the attorney then dropped her as a client the same day that she took on Mr. Koberger's case and represented him in court in Moscow for the first time on charges of murdering Kernodle, Mogan, Ethan Chapin, and Kaylee Gonsalves. Ms. Northington said she felt betrayed by the attorney. The ties to the victims' families has raised some concerns about a possible conflict of interest in the case. Meanwhile, it has emerged that months before the killings, Mr. Koberger met Pullman Police Chief Gary Jenkins for an interview for a research assistant position in public safety. It remains unclear if Mr. Koberger was accepted for the role, which started in August. Well, like I said before, I would think that if he had that role, if he would have gotten that job, we would have known that by now. So chances are he wasn't accepted for that position for whatever reason. There was somebody who was more qualified, the chief didn't dig him, whatever it was. It doesn't look like, anyway, he was accepted for that position. UI students launch fundraiser selling bracelets in victims' honor. University of Idaho students have launched a fundraiser selling bracelets in honor of the four murder victims. And I think that's a cool idea. You know, you go to school with these people and this happens. You want to feel like you're doing something to help out, whatever it might be, whether it's part of going to the vigil or a rally, whatever. People want to feel like they're doing something to move the ball forward a little bit. And for these college kids, I think that's pretty cool that they're making these wristbands, these bracelets, and selling them, and the money's going to go to the families of the four victims. But it's a cool way to memorialize your former classmates, and your friends. The Vandal Strong bracelets are black silicone bands featuring the names of Ethan, Maddie, Zanna, and Kaylee. They're for sale on the UI website, with funds from the sales going to go towards a memorial for the victims. And if you're looking to purchase one of these wristbands, you'll be able to find that in the link in the description box. Student fundraiser organized by ASU Idaho, selling Vandal Strong bracelets to raise money towards building a permanent memorial on the University of Idaho campus for Zanna, Ethan, Madison, and Kaylee. A way for us to honor and remember them forever, tweeted Zanna Kernodle's family member, Sheldon Kernodle. What's missing from the affidavit? Duncan Levin, a former assistant district attorney in the Manhattan DA's office, who has no official connection to the Idaho murders case, speaks to The Independent about the strength of the criminal case and what to expect next as it makes its way through the courts. According to Mr. Levin, the affidavit is unusually detailed in laying out the case against the suspect. And we have discussed this quite a bit at this point. The affidavit and the strength of that affidavit is pretty uncommon, honestly. Usually when you have an affidavit, they just have enough in there to get the judge interested in giving them probable cause. But besides that, they usually don't show much of what they have. I think there were a host of different factors at play here, one of them being the intense scrutiny that they were under. They wanted to show the public that they were hard at work this whole entire time and were building a case. So that is reflected in the probable cause affidavit. And I feel like it's relatively safe at this point to assume that the investigators have a whole ton more behind the scenes. Usually, probable cause affidavits are very bare bones, as at the early stage of the investigation, the police and prosecution don't want to lay out the entire case to the defense, he said. Here, it was unusually detailed. Mr. Levin pointed out two potential reasons for this: to prove to the court that there is enough probable cause to believe that investigators have the right person, that he should be held behind bars until trial, and to correct some of the speculation around the high-profile case. And I think it was a lot more option two than option number one, meaning that they wanted to end the speculation around the case as far as the public was concerned, so they gave out a lot more than they usually would, because a judge isn't going to need to be convinced in the manner that they convinced the judge here. It takes a lot less, usually, for them to pull one of these warrants and to get somebody nailed on a probable cause affidavit. I think they wanted to correct some of the narrative of what's going on, he said. This case has allegedly been cracked through old-school police methods, and they're trying to demonstrate how thorough it is. However, despite the extensive nature of the affidavit, Mr. Levin said that there are gaps in the case so far laid out by the investigators. There is 100% gaps in this case and questions that the prosecution is going to need to answer. And Brian Koberger's defense team, they're going to zero in and hone in on any inconsistencies. They're going to look at all of the evidence, and they're going to try and move the conversation and the narrative away from it being Brian Koberger and into it being somebody else who is responsible for these murders. Now, who they're going to say killed these kids, I have no idea, but you damn well better believe they're going to make you think, or at least try to make you think, it wasn't Brian Koberger. What's interesting is that there is no specific evidence that puts Koberger in the house at the time of the murder, he said. There's no actual footage of him entering the house, no cell phone data of him definitively in the house, he said. There is no video of him behind the wheel of the car, so it's a highly circumstantial case. It's an extremely strong circumstantial case, but as of yet, nothing definitively placing him at the scene, he said, adding, but the strands of all of it point in his direction, with some of the key damning pieces of evidence in the case. And remember, we're at the very beginning still of all of this.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off My Rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
The prosecution just turned over a ton of evidence to the defense, and now we're going to start getting into the meat and bones of it as far as what's going on behind the scenes. Brian Koberger's lawyers are finally going to get a good look at some of the evidence, if not most of it, that the government has against their client. That way, come June, and that preliminary hearing comes rolling around, he's going to be ready to go as far as having a strategy and having a good look at the evidence against him. And then after looking at that evidence, him and his team, they'll decide which way they're going to go, either plead guilty or decide to continue on and fight the charges. Judge extends gag order in Idaho murders case, stopping police from releasing information. A court in Idaho has extended a gag order issued earlier this month, prohibiting law enforcement officials from revealing information about the murders of four University of Idaho students and the arrest of their accused killer, Brian Koberger. The order, issued by the Latah County Chief Magistrate on the 4th of January, was extended on Thursday and will remain in place throughout the court proceedings until a verdict has been reached or unless the mandate is modified by the court. The earlier court order banned investigators, law enforcement personnel, attorneys, and members of both the prosecution and the defense from sharing new information about the investigation or the suspect before a verdict is reached at trial. As a result, Moscow Police Department, which had been sharing updates on the investigation, said in a statement that it will no longer be communicating with the public or the media regarding the case. Thursday's order both extends and expands the earlier measure. And we know that the media organizations have banded together here to challenge the scope of this ruling. Will that be enough to get Judge Marshall to back off the large scope of this gag order? I'm not too sure. But having all of these media organizations banded together, it can't be that bad of a thing as far as transparency goes. I'm not the biggest fan of the lion-ass legacy media for the most part, but every now and then they'll get something right. And when they band together for transparency purposes, I'm usually on board with that. But there's going to be a lot of stuff that even if, say, this gag order that is getting challenged, say it gets drawn back and they make it a little less broad, it's still going to be a gag order covering the case. So it's not like we're going to have this torrential downpour of information if the court decides to bring the scope back a little bit and trim the fat of this gag order. But for transparency purposes, I think the least restrictive gag order that they can possibly slap on the case is the one that they should go with. Because there is obviously a huge interest, a public interest, in what goes on in this case. And to make sure that things going on in the courtroom are being conducted in a proper manner. So it's going to be interesting to see which way that goes and if the media is successful in challenging this order. But that's pretty much where things are at as of right now, folks. Nothing groundbreaking, certainly no new breaking news. And I expect us to be in a lull like this, a pattern of little bits of news dropping for the duration. So we'll continue keeping our eye on it here on the podcast and bringing these updates as the information becomes available. As for this episode, that's going to do it. As far as what to expect for the rest of the day, same old, folks. I've started a new segment called The Profile of Evil. And in those episodes, we're going to go through some of the most sadistic, most twisted serial killers and murderers this country has ever seen. We had our first entry in the series yesterday, with it being Gary Ridgway, the Green River Killer. And from there, we're going to keep going through some of the most notorious cases in history. All right, folks, all of the information that goes along with this episode can be found in the description box.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.